You've tuned in to Columbia Calling, your first stop for everything you want to know about Columbia. How and where to invest, where to visit. From the Pacific to the Caribbean, the Andes Mountains to the Amazon jungle, Columbia has a slice of everything. Shooting from the hip, answering the questions that need answering. Here's your host, the journalist and hotelier Richard McCall, shedding some light on the fashionable South American destination of Columbia.
This week on Columbia Calling with me, your host, Richard McCall, we'll be talking to Frenchman and entrepreneur Josien Chevalier. We'll be talking about his two entrepreneurial projects, OffToColumbia.com, a fantastic web-based guidebook, basically, and also Viajala.co, which is a South American-based portal for cheap flights, for flights across the region. So if you're considering coming down this way, look up Viajala.co, and of course, if you're coming to Colombia, OffToColumbia.com. So I'm Richard McCall. This will be Columbia Calling, and for all of your Columbia news, tune in later on today. Thank you.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, your online radio resource about life abroad.
What does your dream job look like? Is it spending an hour or more every morning, every night, stuck in traffic? Is it staying up late to finish that report for the boss? No, didn't think so. So where are the opportunities for the entrepreneurs with a sense of adventure? Where are the businesses for sale that allow you to be your own boss on your own terms, wherever in the world you choose? OverseasVentures.com. Overseas Ventures is the first business listing directory of its kind. Our focus is to provide a personalized experience for those looking to invest in overseas opportunities and start living their dream of the Overseas Ventures lifestyle. With everything from tiki bars on the beach in Belize to boutique hotels in the warm, sunny Caribbean to online opportunities for those who want to live out of their suitcase and just travel the world. Overseas Ventures is the first website dedicated solely for the global entrepreneur in mind. Check us out now at OverseasVentures.com to dream, own, and live a new life abroad.
You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network, the exclusive online radio station for the expatriate community.
It's that time of the weekend, folks. It's me, your host, Richard McCall, here in Colombia, for Columbia Calling on the Overseas Radio Network. This week's guest will be Josien Chevalier, a Frenchman with entrepreneurial spirit who created a web-based encyclopedia on Colombia, on travel in Colombia. That's OffToColumbia.com, and he's now at the forefront of a new web portal for flights to get your flights here in the region called Viajala.co. So check those out. But we'll be talking to him later in the second segment and beyond, and hearing about how he made it happen here in Colombia, how he got his stuff together, how he started, and decided to live here in Colombia. But before we get there, obviously, there's no bigger news in Colombia, and there's been no bigger celebration in Colombia at the Colombian national football team's success in the World Cup. I say success in the best possible sense of the word. It's not that they had not lifting the Jules Rimet trophy, but they got to the quarterfinals, narrowly losing to a very physical Brazil side in Fortaleza a few days ago, Friday past. But on Sunday, the Colombian team came back. They arrived in Bogota, and 120,000 people turned out to cheer them on in the Parque Simón Bolívar in Bogota. 120,000 people saw fit on their Sunday to go down and cheer on the Cafeteros. It just tells you how important this was to Colombia. It's been a uniting effort. Really, it doesn't matter where you're from in a country that's so regionalist. It doesn't matter what color you are, what strato you are. Everyone was behind this football team. And yes, they were phenomenal. 3-0 against Greece, 2-1 against the Ivory Coast, 4-1 against Japan, 2-0 against Uruguay, and then they lost 2-1 against Brazil in a game that has thrown up a great deal of controversy about FIFA and about the refereeing and about the way the game is played. And rather than sort of delve into this too much, all I'm going to say is the game was too physical. The referee did not make his authority felt in the first half, which permitted Brazil to continue in their same vein. I will not celebrate the injury to Brazil's Neymar. I will not celebrate an injury to anyone. But the way the game was being played, as if it was a wrestling match, as if it was boxers against footballers, someone was going to leave the pitch with a serious injury. Unfortunately, it was Neymar. Had it not been Neymar, it would have been James Rodriguez from Colombia. So weigh these things up. Zuniga never wanted to knee Neymar in the back. It's not within his nature. It's not his style. But the way the game was, the frustration had built up. A friend of mine asked me, a friend from England said, why didn't Colombia turn up and play? I said, well, they weren't permitted to play. There was no fluidity to the game, and there was no correction being made to the style that was being imposed by Scolari. There's no doubt about it that he told them to go out there. The Brazilian coach told them to go out there and stop play. Because as Tim Vickery, who's the BBC South America expert, said, he's a South America expert for football, as he said, Brazil is no longer the Brazil side of 1982. It's not Zico, Rivelino, it's not Socrates. What it is a team, it's almost a physical team that win on moments. It's no flowing, there's no taka-taka, the passing. They win on moments, so they win on set pieces. And well, that was it. They scored the first goal, Thiago Silva from a corner. Poor defending from Sanchez, no doubt about it. And then they scored the second one on a blinding direct free kick from David Luiz. On, obviously, being called on James Rodriguez, the foul, and which wasn't a foul. So there you have it. So Colombia were knocked out in the quarterfinals, but that's the furthest they've ever been in their history. And so really, they've been treated as heroes, and they are. And here in Mompox, where I am right now, sweating in the 35-degree heat, as soon as the game was over, there were 1 to 2 minutes of sort of lament and sort of morose behaviour and heads dipped. And then everybody was out on their motorcycles, and actually it gave me goosebumps. And I filmed a bit, so you can check that out on my blog. That's richardmccall.com. And yes, they came out on their motorcycles with their flags, with their vuvuzelas, with everything. Everyone was out. They were sitting on the top of motor taxis. I mean, they were cheering, they were screaming, they were whistling. I mean, the country feels indebted to this team because it's been a uniting tether for everyone these last couple of weeks. And this is a big deal. And so the Colombian team have done more than Pro Expo has done in 6 or 7 years. Anyway, so it was a fantastic display of celebration. And then I think everybody in Colombia then moved across to support Costa Rica. And unfortunately, that went down to penalties where the Dutch beat Costa Rica. But wow, amazing that a nation, such a tiny nation, but with such guts and glory got as far as well. So yes, the World Cup, that has been the news at the moment here in Colombia. It has occupied everything. And the Argentine, Jose Pekerman, who has been the coach, I mean, it's only a matter of time before they start printing him on the banknotes here, because he's heralded as a king amongst men. And yes, he did a fantastic job with a very talented bunch of players. So it's unfortunate that they lost to Brazil 2-1, but they were always going to be up against it with a partisan crowd at home. So here at Colombia Calling, we say, well done, and thank you for the ride, Cafeteros. Thank you for the games, and thank you for the joy. It was fantastic to watch you all, and it was fantastic to celebrate as a Colombian amongst you all. I'm Richard McCall. Get in touch with me at ColombiaCalling@gmail.com. Check out our website at ColombiaCallingRadio.com. And of course, we're on Twitter at Colombia Calling. And we'll be coming right back after a short break with Josiane Chevalier talking about his entrepreneurial projects here in Colombia. So this is Colombia Calling. Please don't go away.
Pack your bags and explore the world with us. You're listening to the Overseas Radio Network.
You've got questions about Colombia, and Escape Artist has answers. Is Colombia a good fit for me and my plans? How do I buy a house? Find a job? Find a doctor? Start a business? Invest in real estate? What should I know to better appreciate its history, its culture, its opportunities? What is it really like to be an expat in Colombia? You'll find your answers at colombia.escapeartist.com, your complete and trusted guide for living, working, playing, investing, and retiring in Colombia. That's colombia.escapeartist.com.
You're tuned in to OverseasRadio.com, the station to help you reach your dream destination.
And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. We're here in Bogota. And as every week, we have a special guest on the show that we'll talk to, you know, aspects about life in Colombia. And the idea always has been to find people who have businesses, who are making a life here, who are contributing to a lifestyle in Colombia. So this year, the first Frenchman that I've had on the show, I have to say. So I'm very happy to introduce Josiane Chevalier from Normandy, France.
Bonjour.
Bonjour. Well, we're not going to speak in French because we might quickly alienate all of my Anglophone, strictly Anglophone listeners. But Josiane, so listen, you've been here in Colombia for 3.5 years. Previously, you lived in London. Just tell us, what were you doing in London and why did you decide to come to Colombia?
Yeah, well, first of all, Richard, thanks for having me on the call. It's great to be here and to share a little bit about my personal story with you and your auditors. I used to live in London, and I can say that my life was, you know, wasn't really fulfilled. And so with a friend, we decided that to come to Colombia. Why Colombia? Because I wanted to learn Spanish. That was my big thing. Mm-hmm. And also because out of all the people I've talked to, you know, all the people that go backpacking all across South America, every time I was asking them, you know, what did you prefer, they were always telling me Colombia. Huh. People are nice. And while I was doing some research there, I clearly saw that there was very little information. So even before I came here, I had the idea to do a website that would help fellow travelers to visit the country, and that's the idea of Colombia. So it's linked to me coming to this country.
So you were involved in sort of, let's say, website building or internet businesses beforehand. I mean, this is your background.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I'm a sales guy.
You're a sales guy.
More than anything. Mm-hmm. But I've always worked in the internet. Yeah.
Okay. And so you came to Colombia and you stayed. You stayed here. I mean, that's it. You traveled the country for a whole year.
Even more than that. I mean, we with my colleague, we traveled for, I would say, at least a year and a half together. Mm-hmm. So we went all over the country. We did 28 videos. We wrote more than 2,000 articles. We built a website. We had an amazing time discovering this country, sharing some tips online, and helping promote the country.
So this is the creation. I mean, you came with the idea of this, and it's called Off to Colombia. So we spell it as OFF to the figure, yeah. Colombia, as you would expect, .com. And it, I mean, tell us a little bit about it. I mean, because I've looked at the website. I've actually, you know, read it in the past, and I'm glad to be featured on it as well. My little place in Mompos, yeah. Which is important, of course.
Yes.
But I mean, you saw a gap in the market. Does that gap in the market still exist? I mean, is Off to Colombia is really relevant?
It was. I think it's important to say that it was not a business. Mm-hmm. Okay. We thought maybe it would become a business, but it was not the idea. The idea was to come here, have an amazing trip, and learn a lot deeply about the country. Mm-hmm. And see what happens. It's very difficult to have a sustainable business with such a website. Mm-hmm. You need to have loads and loads of traffic. So is that a successful business? No. On the other hand, it helped me to get in touch with a lot of people. And on the side, I've developed other activities. And this website has really helped me a lot. And just to give you some numbers, we have the website is now in English and in Spanish. There are about 3,000 visits a day.
Wow.
And I think it's the most popular website about Colombia, apart from the official website of the Colombian government.
Okay. Well, that's impressive. And 3,000 visits a day, that's healthy.
And it's a good site. Everything that is in there, I've written it. Mm-hmm. I'm really proud of it. I know people use it. I know people have discovered places because we've put that information, like Los Cerros de Mavecure, mm-hmm. which is an amazing place in the jungle near the Venezuelan border. And I'm really pleased that, you know, helping those people.
Facilitating a greater knowledge, a more profound knowledge about Colombia. You can tell that the website's it's professionally done. It's people who know what they're doing because it's clean and it's clear, it's easy to navigate. There are so many other websites out there and blogs and whatever, mm-hmm. but they're so full of information and flashing and advertising that you don't know where to go on them. But I have to say, yours is very, very... it's user-friendly.
The original idea was to, instead of writing a guidebook, mm-hmm. Like The Lonely Planet, put all the information online for free, mm-hmm. and have this information updated, and also, of course, include a lot of pictures and videos.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the original idea. But it is designed as a guidebook.
Mm-hmm. And tell me something. Do you have a team? Do you have a team working on it at the moment?
So I keep working on it myself. It's now more like a weekend job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would say 90% of it is written. So that's the main thing. And then I keep working on it at the weekend. Mm-hmm. Also, I have managed to build a little community around the website.
Uh-huh.
So regularly, I have people who told me, hey, I've been there, it's great.
Yeah.
And, you know, I double check because I try to have, you know, really accurate information, and it's, you know, you can't pay to be in there or anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I double check, but they help me to enhance the content.
Mm-hmm.
But It's a weekend job these days.
You're a busy guy.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I want to add in here. Josiane has been here 3.5 years. This is his website, his baby. But not only that, he has a 6-week-year-old daughter, and various other enterprises that we will talk about later on in the show. But Off to Colombia is definitely worthwhile as let's say a landing page for you if you're thinking of coming to Colombia. And of course, if you see something that needs updating or want to recommend something to Josiane, I'm sure you can get in touch.
Of course, yeah, it's a community more than anything.
Is there a forum on there as well?
Yes, there's a Q&A
mm-hmm.
Forum, and people can ask questions, and I reply to them. And there's a blog as well.
Wow, so in between writing, in between raising your daughter, in between renting out an apartment, in between with the other business, do you have time to relax?
Yes, I play
football. Okay, very good, very good. Well, this is, I mean, very interesting to hear about these things. And, I've been looking at the website a lot, and you do have a lot of videos up there, which, again, is key for today's market. Everyone is doing that, putting that on their websites and so on. And you've got photo galleries, which are very, obviously visual, but very vivid, you know, really showing what's going on. You've delved into almost every subject there. I mean, anyone who sort of flicks around on the website will at some point or another come up to the point of like sort of what you know. You've got a section on Colombian girls.
Yes, I mean,
you wrote that, or your business partner wrote that.
Yeah, my business partner wrote that. The idea is, but yes, because you know it's like a topic that you know. Men will come to Colombia. Some people come because Colombia is famous for having beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have a section on Colombian men.
Okay.
And it's important. I mean, the tone of the website is very respectful.
Yes.
I've been traveling. I know the country. I know the problems of this country. And, we completely disagree with that type of tourism or drugs or anything related that could impact this beautiful country and the people that we love, because we both live here now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's an ecological message as well we're trying to have, and really trying to promote some sort of tourism. You won't see some of the advertise some of the big crews they organize in the Amazon that destroy the forest and that destroy the communities over there.
Okay, so you've definitely picked out, let's say, more responsible operators and things.
Because it's not a business, I do what I want. And I promote the values I have.
I think I like that. Anyway, listen, we're talking to Josiane Chevalier, a Frenchman here in Colombia, and the owner of the Off to Colombia website. So a great resource for those people thinking of coming here to Colombia. I'm Richard McColl. This is Colombia Calling. And we'll come right back with Josiane and learn more about his businesses here in Colombia.
Your expatriation destination. This is OverseasRadio.com.
Worried about rising taxes, costly insurance, out-of-control health care, economic decline, staggering debt, mortgages, and retirement? It doesn't have to be this way. Escape to Ecuador, one of the most beautiful countries on the planet, and at EcuadorAtYourService.com, be your guide. Ecuador has been named the number one retirement destination in the world 3 times in a row. So if you're searching for beaches, jungles, farmland, cities, affordable healthcare, and a richer lifestyle at half the cost, contact EcuadorAtYourService.com.
Sit back and relax. You are tuned into the Overseas Radio Network.
And we're back. This is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McColl. We're here with Josiane Chevalier, a Frenchman here in Colombia. 3.5 years into his Colombian sojourn, but you're staying here. I mean, this is it. You've made your life.
Exactly.
You have a 6-week-old Colombian daughter. So
exactly.
Now, Josiane, one of the things you mentioned right towards the end of the last segment was the sort of your desire to promote sort of an ecological tourism, environmental tourism, I guess, here in Colombia. And I've for a long time been saying that Colombia is in a wonderful position to be one of the top, so let's say, ecotourism destinations, but really, let's not lie, in the world, mm-hmm. But they need to get it right. It needs to be organized. I mean, with Off to Colombia and your various other projects, have you delved into this possible market? I mean, how do you see ecotourism in Colombia?
Well, it's difficult to say we've done something about it. The only thing I can say is all the tours, the hotels, the activities we put on the website,
mm-hmm.
we deem that they are respectful mm-hmm. of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we had very tough debates with my colleague about one activity or another,
mm-hmm.
But we really tried to put only the one that we thought were right.
Okay.
The problem is that in some destinations they haven't really done things right in Colombia, especially like in the Amazon. So we mentioned that at the site, and the activities that we don't like, we tell.
Okay.
We tell.
You advise people.
Yeah, we say you can do that, but keep in mind this is the impact it can have on that environment or on that community.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe something interesting for your auditors is we had a really big debate. I don't know if you've heard about the Pablo Escobar tours in Medellin.
Yes, of course.
Okay, so at the beginning, I didn't want to put them.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to one. And actually, there are 2 different tours in Medellin right now. And I decided to put that because, it's one way to understand all the evil that person has done. To also understand how evil one person can be.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously, it's debatable. it's really debatable. But we've put it, and there's a big warning on that page on the website.
I think, you know, I was in two minds. I mean, it was really an issue to me. I haven't been on the tour, and I can understand those Colombians who, of course, are very much against Pablo Escobar tour. And I can understand also those people who are looking for the Pablo Escobar tour. And at the end of it, I sort of reconcile my conflict by saying, I guess the history needs to be told so that Colombia can move on. You know, I guess the history, I think my personal feeling at the end is that the man shouldn't be glorified.
No.
But equally, perhaps we should learn, you know, from let's say these mistakes. I don't know. It's so very interesting that you've had that sort of, let's say.
Yeah, I want people to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
They go there, and it's not like a tour of a drug dealer,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the tour of a man who was involved in the death of 10,000 people.
Mm.
That's what people should read before they go there.
Yeah, I don't think it's something. I don't think, you know, we're in the year 2014. I was born and raised in England, so therefore in Colombian minds, I'm a hooligan. You know, these images, mm-hmm. they stick, and they take time to work themselves out. And so we know that not every Colombian is a drug dealer. We know that not everyone has been involved in kidnapping. We know that all of these obvious stereotypes and unfortunate stereotypes, it takes time, and that there has to be a whole process of healing.
Yes.
Around them, and I mean, for you know, it's for
and
this.
I don't smoke, and I don't have a mustache.
okay, very good. But you know, there's a reason why so many people go to the police museum here in Bogota. They go for the Pablo Escobar room. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a room dedicated, and it's pretty gruesome. You know, the photos, and people go because there is an interest in this larger than life character, personality, figure. Capo, mafia boss, narcotraficante, however you want to see him. So there has to be some sort of, reconciliation mm-hmm. with the past, I think so. And he's not going away because the drugs trade is here. There's too much money involved. So therefore there will always be these characters for the time being. So very interesting that sort of ethical point that you struggle with. I'd never really thought of that. And I'm sure, you have to advise, and it's good to hear that you've put a warning on the page. And
it's everybody's decision. I like to think people are grown-ups and they can make up their minds, and I think with the right approach they should go, but only with the right approach.
That's good to know. Now listen, we were talking earlier outside of the interview, but now we're going to bring it into the interview. You are also heavily involved in charity work here in Colombia, in Bogota and elsewhere. Tell us a little bit about this, because I know a lot of my listeners out there are interested, definite travelers to Colombia are interested in perhaps trying to give something back to a country that does require a lot of help.
Yeah, so heavily involved, I don't know. That sounds like lots of responsibilities. I go every week to see some children here in Bogota, near La Calera, in the hills of Bogota, at 3,200 meters of altitude. So it's a good exercise. It's a good workout as well. And I help some kids through an association called Casa Taller. So
sort of like the
Casa Workshop.
Workshop, yeah.
Workshop. And, you know, we do all sorts of activities where the kids can learn how to do, we do sports, they can learn how to do manias, bracelets and stuff like this. But, you know, that's more like personal, but of course, you know, always people are welcomed. But on the website, we've put quite a lot of information about volunteering in Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, there's information about an association in Medellin similar to the one here in Bogota. So there's the one in Bogota. And I just received yesterday some information about another association taking care of kids in Cartagena. So if anyone is interested, I'm happy to share the details or have a conversation. Those associations are very it's very easy to go. You don't need to commit to a year of work or pay to go,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's welcome. And I think here in Colombia, they're fully aware that they need to learn English, and all of these associations as well, they want to try to help those kids to learn English. So anyone who knows English should, you know, it would be great to go. So,
but so tell me, what, you know, you go, let's say, once a week to this Casa Taller, and give us an example of what would be the routine up there. What would you do, or is it change from day to day?
Yeah, it could change because they're very active. The people who manage the house, and they've always all sorts of ideas of activities. But we go around two, the kids arrive, and we have activities. We could be drawings, we could do games, or we're going to refurbish the house, or we're going to do the garden. Then at 4 or 5, we're going to sit down and have a agua de panela.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to, and things like this.
Nice. But it's not an orphanage, or it's just people, let's say children from more humble backgrounds.
Yeah.
Brought out to the countryside from the inner city, or they live there?
No, that's also why it's nice, because it's a very poor neighborhood, but there's a real sense of belonging to the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So people help each other. It's not dangerous. I mean, it is a little dangerous, but it's not dangerous like going to some of the neighborhoods here in Bogota.
Mm-hmm.
And you really feel like, you know, you're helping, and there's an exchange. So it's not like anger management with the kids, or, you know, firefighting because it's out of control. You can really feel like you're
involved.
Yeah, you're involved. There's interaction. They reply to you, and the kids are lovely.
Oh, that's awesome. And what ages are the children?
6 to 18.
Wow.
And it's good to know that the older ones, you know, they're sticking, you know, they stick to that organization, and they help the younger ones.
Is it connected to a church or anything, or just and it's Colombian run?
It's run by a Colombian woman and her Spanish husband.
Ah, that's what it
sounds. And it's completely it's very informal, but they help, you know, a lot there. The impact is huge. And for example, I think last week, also because the kids go there every day, they clean one of the river there.
Yeah.
So they do the cleaning, and they also put up some bins for all the houses, so people really put their rubbish in the bins.
Yeah.
So they're making an impact on their community.
It sounds you know, not like a very strong job, but here obviously in Latin America it's really important, these little social aspects. And then I guess, I mean, it sounds so great because teaching the younger generation, you know, and the younger generation can in turn teach, like, say, their parents, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins, and so on. And how many children are there?
It's about like 30 to 40 children, and I was introduced to that organization through an English guy called Sam. You might want to talk to him, because he's also a carpenter and helping some of the paramilitaries, ex-paramilitaries, to learn carpentry.
I think
he's a lot more involved than I am in this organization.
I'm taking down the name.
Yes.
And I think he'll come up in a future interview, but we'll see how that goes. Okay. Now, but I mean, absolutely fantastic. In 3.5 years, and you've achieved so much here in Colombia. So I'll just repeat again the website. That's Off to Colombia, exactly as you'd expect. OFF, the number 2. colombia.com. So if you're listening to what Josiane has to say, you can get involved, contact him about volunteering at the Casa Taller here in Bogota, and well, in the outskirts of Bogota, in the mountains of Bogota. And, you know, you spend some time when you're here on your holiday, perhaps giving something back to the community. So really interesting to have that perspective from Josiane. And we're going to take a short break, but we'll be back to talk about another project in which Josiane is involved. So this is Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. Don't go away.
Live call-in shows and hosts from your favorite countries. This is the Overseas Radio Network.
Are you looking to invest, live, or retire overseas? Before you pack your bags, you need to log on to NagelLaw.com. It's the only stop you need to make for global business, asset protection, estate planning, overseas residency, and citizenship needs. Our experts have experience working in 41 countries around the world. Starting a business abroad can be overwhelming without expert help. We assist clients with foreign trust, foundations, corporations, LLCs, IBCs, and property acquisition. Need help with IRA assets abroad, capital formation, foreign securities issues, banking, brokerage, or finance needs? NagelLaw.com. We ensure compliance with U.S. tax and regulatory laws. We engineer global structures to help our clients achieve their personal business objectives. Get started today. To find out about our introductory personal asset protection plan, visit us online, NagelLaw.com. We represent capital overseas.
From China's Great Wall to the Leaning Tower of Pisa, this is the Overseas Radio Network.
And we're back. This is Columbia Calling. I'm Richard McCall, here with Josiane Chevalier. As always, this is a call for emails, columbiacalling@gmail.com. Check out the website. That's www.columbiacallingradio.com. Get in touch if you want to hear about a specific subject or so on. I know I've had a couple of emails from those of you out there wanting to know about bilingual schools, so I've actually started the ball rolling on that text. So we will be approaching some people to talk about bilingual schools here in Colombia, here in Bogota principally, but in Colombia on a whole. But we're here with Josiane Chevalier, who's a Frenchman who's been here for 3.5 years, and really it's really incredible how much you've done. I mean, you've got the Off to Colombia website, so that's off2colombia.com. You work at a charity one day a week, and you're prepared to give the information out there so that more people can do it. But you've also got another venture, which is called Viajala.com. So I'm going to spell that out. That's Viajala.com, and it's sort of like a dare I say it, isn't it an Expedia? Or I mean, what? Tell us about the website and where did it come from?
Okay. So, at some point I said, Off to Colombia is not a business, but it brought me a lot of opportunities, and Viajala is one of them. So, through Off to Colombia, I met with another French guy who was working on this project, and Viajala is a travel meta search. So, it's a meta search to find flights or hotels for Latin America. So, you might be familiar with Kayak or Skyscanner in Europe. Well, it's exactly the same. The difference is that we focus on Latin America. And as you know, when you buy a flight ticket, the place where you buy that ticket with which credit card is very important. We make sure that Colombians have on that website all the options to buy their flight. So we aggregate information from all the airlines and various travel agencies like Expedia to make sure that you go to the website, you compare, you choose the offer that you like, depending on price, availability, time, and then you are redirected to the website of the provider where you can finalize your purchase.
And so they're not buying through you?
No. We just compare the information. That's it.
And do you have deals with some of these airlines, because you're clearly feeding through to them?
Yes. So we work with various providers, either hotels, hotel chains, travel agencies, and airlines, and we have deals with some of them. We also have some advertisement on the page where we make money out of it, And the good thing is that we really focus on the local market. So we integrate, for example, low-cost airlines. You were mentioning Expedia. You will never find the low-cost airline on Expedia. So that means that out of the top 20 destinations here in Colombia, on average, we're 8% cheaper than the two leading travel agencies that are Despegar or Los Tickets Más Baratos.
I think this is really great because you haven't set up a business. I mean, Off to Colombia was set up really for, let's say, the foreign market, but this is a Colombian business.
This is a Colombian business.
Viajala.com. And how's it going? When did you start it?
So we started about a year and a half ago. He was a project through it, so with another French guy, and now we six people. We've raised some money and we've opened in Peru and Chile, and it's going very well. I mean, the traffic is tremendous. We have almost 10,000 visits a day.
Wow!
It's very useful. People come back because you can get a cheaper deal, and it's not intrusive. It's straight to the point.
Yeah, anyway, I was looking at it now, and I mean, honestly, I recommend to those of you out there, viajala.com. It really, I mean, it was very easy to look at it. I was just playing with some ideas of going to Chile. So, but it's today's idea. But really, honestly, I think it's, and one thing about it, so, so a Colombian can use any credit card on this. I mean, that's the thing.
Yeah, so for Colombians, it's easy. The problem is that, as we know, foreigners, sometimes our credit card won't work. So at least you can check the prices, but I cannot guarantee that you're going to be able to finalize your transaction. For example, on Avianca, they sometimes force you to go to the English website if you have a British credit card. But at least you know you can get a better price and maybe ask someone to buy that ticket for you, or you can go to the travel agency or to an Avianca place or a shop and buy from them, and you can use your credit card. But we know foreign credit cards, they don't always work here. So it's really a service for Colombians, but of course foreigners can use it as well.
Of course. Now, so you've got a team of six people, and they're all Colombians, or it's all foreigners as well?
We are three French people, one American, one Colombian, one Equatorian.
Wow, so you've got it in English, French, and Spanish?
It's only in Spanish.
Only in Spanish.
It's only in Spanish.
But this will change?
I don't think so.
Okay, so but it's working well as it is?
It's working well. As I say, we raised some money. We're part of a program called Wira, which is part of the Telefonica group. Okay, so they've invested some money and they're helping us to develop the project, and it's great as well that now I'm part of the startup ecosystem here in Colombia and driving this project with my friends, because we're friends, we are not only business partners, and it's going well, and the team is in Medellin. But because I'm the sales guy, so I work out of Bogota.
Yeah, and you said something interesting there. How is the startup, environment here in Colombia? How is it to be a startup?
I think it's growing a lot. There are a lot of initiatives from the government to promote that through Impulsa, for example, which is a Colombian agency promoting entrepreneurship here in Colombia. It's still very small, but at the same time, at the level of the South American continent, Colombia is a very interesting country because first it's got a big market, so at least you can start and build a product that will be used by potentially 46 million people. Doing that in Ecuador, you will only reach 15 million people, or 15 in Chile. So that's a good start. And secondly, it's right in the middle between the U.S. It's only 2 hours from Miami, so you can get access to the U.S. resources. So it's a very good place to start, but it's still early days. It's quite difficult, for example, to find some skills here, like people, like developers, that would help you to build the product. So there's still this that need to be solved. And also the lack of English-speaking people is an issue.
That's something that I continually come back to here. Continually, it's always the lack of English. It's changing. It's just going to take some time. Now, you're based here, and the team is in Medellin. Was it a decision to say the team should be in Medellin, or did it just happen that way?
Yeah, it's also... it's because We also received some help from a company there in Medellin, and potentially it's not finalized, but potentially as well from the alcaldía of Medellin, so from the Medellin region, we're going to receive some funding.
Wow!
I suppose it's a nice place to work, Medellin. So if you don't really need to be in Bogota, why be in Bogota? Mm-hmm. So the team and the developers, they like to be there. For me, it's important to be in Bogota because the business is here.
Yes. So, well, this is something I generally say. I mean, the quality of life in Medellin would be better. Mm-hmm. You know, the climate is nice, the city is smaller, there's public transport, and this is what we always say. But if you are in sales and if you have to be in meetings with the key people, mm-hmm. you're going to have to be in the capital.
Yeah, and then it's, you know, it's up to everyone. It's this, I mean, I like to be in Bogota personally because it's more international.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a lot of international friends, and I love that type of environment. I hate the weather, but you know, you decide. You know, if yes. you want to see a
lot. You lived in London.
Yeah, exactly. But I came here for the sun.
Yeah, me too.
Obviously, I didn't do enough research before.
That's me too. 8 years making the same decision, same mistake. But anyway,
if you want, I've got. When we arrived, we decided it was in November,
uh-huh.
3.5 years ago, and we left London with my friend, and we said, "Okay, we're gonna start by something nice." So we're gonna go to Cartagena,
uh-huh.
and we arrived, and it was the phenomenon of La Niña.
Yeah,
and we had 1 month in Cartagena
with rain,
and it rained the whole month.
Yeah,
we had like 2 half a days of sun, and we went to Cartagena because we wanted to have some sun. It was quite friendly.
Well, that was when we were suffering from the floods in Mombos, yeah. and I had to sandbag my house and everything. I mean, it was bad. It was really bad.
You've learned a lot of things here as well.
I've learned lots of things. I've learned lots of things about environmental anomalies and obviously political. Let's say chicanery is the best way of putting it. If you want to get something done. Usually better to do it yourself. Anyway, so that's another story. But very interesting that. And if you were to say or give any words of advice to, let's say, you know, people wanting to make a startup here in Colombia, what would you say to them? What words of advice could you tell, you know, a European or even a Colombian who wants to make a startup?
I'd say it's a good idea, mm-hmm. first of all, because there are resources, there are people willing to help, and the market is young and there are lots of opportunities. You don't need to be a computer genius. You can just take an idea that worked in another market and develop it here.
Mm-hmm.
Then that would be, so it's good. Secondly, I would say, you know, be patient. Mm-hmm. So don't expect quick success. Things take time, and they take more time here than in other countries like Europe or the US. So you need to be prepared to have the time and the resources to sustain yourself for a year or two,
mm-hmm.
Before you can reap the benefits of your venture. And then, of course, you know, learn Spanish as quickly as you can.
Because it's you have to speak Spanish.
You have to speak Spanish.
We are in a Spanish-speaking country.
Exactly.
Well, Josiane, thank you very much for being on the show. We're just going to plug your websites a couple of times more. So that's if you're thinking of coming and traveling to Colombia, or if you just need some information about Colombia, look up www.off2colombia.com. And, of course, if you're thinking of buying airline tickets in this part of the world, go to viajala.com. And, you know, there they are. They're the massive resources for travel in the region. And then, of course, again, if you want to do some charity work, get in touch with Josiane. And because he seems very accessible, very amenable to these to people wanting to do these things. So, again, thank you very much, Josiane, for your time. And
thank you, Richard.
Hopefully I can drive some, you know, some people to your websites and I wish you all the best in these future endeavors.
Thank you, Richard.
You're very welcome.
Bye.
Okay, so this has been Colombia Calling. I'm Richard McCall. Get in touch, colombiacalling@gmail.com and colombiacallingradio.com. I hope you've enjoyed the show and tune in for next week. Thank you.
OverseasRadio.com, broadcasting from Panama to Paris and beyond.
We know you want to grow your business and directly engage your customers and clientele. Podcasting is the way to go, and Podfly has your solution. Whether you're a blogger, writer, business owner, entrepreneur, or service provider, Podfly makes it easy for anyone to have a professionally produced and distributed podcast. Get started today at podfly.net, and let's get your message truly heard. Podfly.net, passion for great-sounding podcasts.